Alei Shuru Chelik Aleph Reish Nun Hei. The first Ma'amar, Yosef Bais. Establishing a home. Ein Kavanasenu Levayer Befeg Zek Kol Inunei HaBais. It is not our intention in this chapter to explain, to clarify all the issues to do with the home. Beisei Shel Tamid Chacham, the house of a Tamid Chacham. Rak Alachas Lamod Bezeh. We're only focusing on one element over here. HaBais Kemadergah HaRishonah Shel Knisas Adam Lesei HaKlal. The home as the first step of the Talmid Chacham's entry into the Klal, which is what we spoke about previously, moving gradually from the life of the individual, the self-centered being, to the Klal, expanding one's horizons, one's contributions. In Kisei Tzei, Lo Yavoi Mamzer Bikhal Hashem. What does this expression mean, not to come into the congregation of Hashem? Rashi tells us, Lo Yisa Yisraelis. The expression may not come into the congregation, may not enter, means they may not marry an ordinary Jewish woman. Similarly, lo yavoi amoini o moyavi bikal Hashem. Those two nations are excluded, and it's the same phrase, they may not enter the congregation. Rashi, lo yisa yisraelis, they may not marry an ordinary Jewish woman. Chazal are telling us here very clearly, or the Torah is telling us very clearly, hari hanuise isha yisraelis hu haba bikal Hashem. A person who marries a Jewish woman enters the congregation. As long as a person has not yet founded a home, he's an individual. Even though he was obligated in mitzvot and of course fulfilled them, he didn't see it as imperative to expand the form of his life and to merge into them. Another living being. Beveis aviv lo ergish erach kaze. In his parents' home, he didn't feel such an imperative. Ki kol yachasei bonim elorei memishpachtam. The interaction, the relationship between children and parents, oifin vidyan achelem. They're a different characteristic and a different personality altogether. Yeladim einam nisim esabais. Children don't carry, they don't bear the home. Elahem anesuim aledemas. They are carried by the home. Notwithstanding the obligations of Kibbud Avayim, the intention of parents is never to include the children in the yoke of carrying the home. On the contrary, we davka try to educate them as individuals, so that they will be ready at one point to leave home and become productive members of our society. So now that we've established that, it seems a little odd. A person gets married, and that's entry into the klal. Is it not the opposite? Are we not entering an even more private realm through marriage? Isn't his home, his castle, even if he's not English, from all of his numerous tirchois, all the troubles with other people or panas or whatever it is, isn't this his refuge? Haim en bevesi davka hu rashal yes hu atzmoi velichyos chavak pratim. Is it not in his home that the person can kick off his shoes and be himself and to live his life as an individual? Hashael kacha, a person who asks thus, terem amad al mashmoso hamitis shel klal, has not yet understood fully the real significance of klal. Klal einu inyan le'askanus misra u'degal ha'tzibur geida. Klal is not limited to public advocacy and having a position and a concern for the community by itself. It's not limited to that. Hadvarim harbe yoser amukim. It's much deeper. Hare amanu b'akdamas ha'shah, we said in the introduction to this section of the Sefer, b'mida v'chalchoyseinu ha'tovim yitzim rapor. To that extent that our talents and abilities are actualized, anachnu chosim l'geida klal. That's how we enter the klal. Ein zois omeres shalom mafsidim es hapatiyos shalanu chalila. This does not mean that we lose individuality. Heaven forbid. Ela anu be'atzvenu misrachavim. The idea is that the person himself expands. As a person grows older, it also happens physically. But here we're talking about the non-physical, the metaphorical sense. We expand. We encompass more in our orbit, within our personality. And that happens initially by getting married. Let's try to elaborate on this. Omar Rav, Kol hanise isha she'ina hoigenes loy. A person who marries a woman and it's not an appropriate union, keshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashish chinasoi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will place his divine presence intensely, me'id al kol ha-shevatim, he will testify about the shevatim, ve'en me'id alav. This person, there won't be a testimony about him, she'nema shivtei ka eidus li'yisrael. That's a pasuk. Eimosai have eidus li'yisrael. When is that the testimony? Bizman she'shevatim shivtei ka. Omar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashish chinasoi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down his intense presence, ein mashe'el al mishpachos miyuchaseis shebiyisrael. It's dafka upon families, interesting, not upon individuals, except, I don't know, perhaps with Nevi'im or whatever. But he brings it down upon mishpachos that have yichus, meaning that can trace a genealogy. This person was born to these people. Here's the ksuba, here the edim, etc. Shenemar bo'is ayin umashem ehyeh le'elokim lechol mishpachos Yisrael. I will be God to all the families. Lechol Yisrael lo ne'emar. It doesn't say to all the Jews. Ela lechol mishpachos. Gemorin kiddushin tafayin. Midikduk l'shanam ha'kdeishan imtzer elmedim. From looking carefully at the Lashon over here, we can see ki kshakadosh bu mashre shchinasoi, when that happens, einu mashre oisah al kol Yisrael ke'achas. It's not upon all the Jewish people at once. Ela mishpachos. Mishpachos. It's the divine presence rests somehow davka on families. V'davka la miyuchasos. Again, those that have proper yichus. And yichus are not in the colloquial sense of coming from a distinguished family. But it's like we said, this is a family that's established. There's a ksuba. It's known. These are the parents, the children, etc. Mikan, the direct consequence is ki mishpacha, he nosea shechina b'Yisrael. The family is the unit that bears the divine presence in the Jewish people. Ve'en ze davar mufshat. We're not talking about something totally abstract over here. Ela nogea ulechol echad m'Yisrael. This is something that's concrete for every Jew. Ki anoise isha she'ina v'genes lo. Again, mitzad yichusa. If you marry a woman and it's inappropriate, like we said, from the yichus, let's say, like the extreme examples, the mamzer or whatever it is, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'id alav b'vo'il ha'shos shechinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not testify about him when it comes to places, prisons. Eidus itamid berur begalui. Eidus means complete clarity, that the situation is clarified. Vizborer as begalui, what this Gemara means is that at that point it will be clearly revealed. Ki bayis ze ein begedei shivtei ka. This home is not, does not fit in to shivtei ka. Umistom al derech, presumably the author is adding over here, presumably this is in the same vein as the famous Gemara in Seita, zachu shena shu yabinehem, lo zachu eshu chaltan, Shayud nishmat mishem ish vehei mishem isha. It's the same type of statement. Now, me'ata navin, ma'u ha'klal ashelam misumem ha'miyazed b'Yisrael. Now we can understand better. The klal that we spoke about, this expanded personality to which a person gets married and establishes his home, enters. Ve'lama ha'nuise Yisraelis nichnas b'kal Hashem. And that, those psukim that we saw, a person who marries a woman is described as entering the community. Ha'klal hazeh hi ha'shchina. Person is expanding and there's the interaction with the Shekhinah. V'oimed li yased b'yisoy, im talmid chachamu, hu sam li bo lechach, he pays attention. Im zoy se ha'yisha shechol ha'avak igufo lecha v'yaseh megufoy. Is this the person with whom he can fulfill what the Gemara says, Yevamoy Yisda Samech Beis, the basic obligation of the husband, or ha'avak igufoy tila v'hez himself, hu lecha v'yaseh megufoy, and to honor more than himself. Is this the person with whom he'll be able to bring the Shekhinah down so that it'll be between them? This is what the Talmid Chacham yearns for when he establishes a home. This mitzvah that we think we're so familiar with, to make the couple happy, of course it has an element of chesed, lechabevah al be'ala, to engender love between them. But besides that, Im Loise, is it not this? Lios mina uizrim lehoyerit ez ha-shechina le-sech ha-baisa no-sadzeta. What we're doing is pulling down the divine presence into this home that's being established right now. Sh'arei ein ha-shechina shoah ela mitoch simcha, Chazal said many times. The Shechina only dwells where there is joy. So this idea of the le-sameh ha-san v'chala is to create that atmosphere of joy so that the Shechina can now find a place in this new home. And Chazal says, further, by name is Udas Chasan, Veinomis Abchoy. A person who goes to the Suda in order to enjoy the dessert, ואינו מסמכוי, עובר בחמישה קוילס שניתנה בהם תירה, חזל סייר ודה, כל ססיין, כל שמחה, כל חסן, כל קלה, this is five times קויל, he's over, says Gemara. כי אמנם החוטים הדקים הולכים ומסכמים בין חסן וקלה, those tiny threads, very, very thin threads that are now being woven between the חסן וקלה, the newlywed, that just, הינם מיתרים. These are the chords. המנגנים לסקולס השכינה מהר סיני. They're playing that sound of the שכינה עם הר סיני. כי כזהו היחס בין איש ואישה אם הם זויכים. If, as the Gemara says in Seita, if the זויכה, so now the שכינה is between them. So those חמישה קוילס חזל are talking about, is over on קוילס השכינה. Those are the sounds of the chords playing the voices, the voice of the שכינה מהר סיני. ומספק יש פנימי ביניהם, and in a connection is formed between them, הכולל גם את הקדוש ברוך הוא, it binds the קדוש ברוך הוא with them, שרי שלושה שתפים יש באדם. As we know. שכינה זה שמירה והשגחה מיוחדת מעל. In this context, שכינה means an interaction with this couple, a guarding, a special involvement with this couple. והרגשה ברורה ודאיס בלב מנוכחוס להסברך. And a clear sensation of his presence. גם ביסנו בגלוס לא עשו איסנו. Even in Golus it hasn't left us, אלא שבעשית עשידי לשוס עלינו בגלוס. In the future it will be more open, it will be more revealed, ואז נזכה להנהגה ניסיס מצד ההשגחה. Practical ramification will be that the השגחה will be revealed and more along the lines of miraculous. ולנבואה מצד הגס הלב, and also נבואה, greater access to הקדוש ברוך הוא. ובואו ראה דכן הדברים הנשגבים האלה מגיעים למעשה. Come and see how these exalted words are practical. ויסקדישתם ויסם קדישים כי אני השם אלוהיכך. We discussed this in a different context not so long ago. וחוסב הספורנו על זה. He writes, ויסקדישתם בפרישה מן האריוס. By separating from those relationships which the Torah forbids. ויסם קדישים שיזר מוכן לשרוס שכינה בסייחוי. That's how practical it is, that the Zera should be such that the Shekhinah could dwell in it. Ki omam zal, shein ha-Shekhinah shorayel al mishpachos michosos b'Yisrael, the Shekhinah only dwells on mishpachos, which are, it's not casual relationship, it's not, it's proper kiddushin. Ki ani Hashem alekech, and the Pasuk ends, she-omarti l'Avram, ha-set l'Avram, li-yoyis lecha l'ilokim ul-zar'acha acharecha, what does it mean l'zar'acha, l'zera miyuchas acharecha, those who can trace themselves clearly to you, through proper marriages which are attested to. היסול להשעס השכינה בישראל הוא המשפחה, as we said, the foundation, the vehicle through which the שכינה rests upon the Jewish people is the family. וקדושה ישראל אינה מסחילה עם קיום המצווה של ידע המסחנך. קדושה ישראל does not begin when the child starts learning about מצווה, not at all, אלא עם הזרע שממין מסעדה הוולד. As the Sforni has this explicitly, it begins long before, begins with the conception. וכך מקובל אצל מי רבי סיוח מאמס, he's quoting here בעלי קבלה, כי הזיווג והילדה עצמם, the actual conception, the זיווג היינו מצווה ראשונה בתורה, יכולים להיות עניין של קדושה ורמוס. They can be a concept of holiness, the soul interaction between the couple can be holy and exalted. וכמו שבסקיעס שיפר, ויסקלוס הרעל בראש השנה, just like on ראש השנה, when we have this amazing event and moving and profound event. ממשיכים הערה ונקודה נעלה מנזמר ומים כצורס השנה הבאה. He says this more, discusses more in the second volume, this idea on Rosh Hashanah, that the Kahal pulls down from Shamayim a point that contains within it the entire coming year. Just like that, וכמו שהתשובה מעומקה דליבה ממשיכה הערה של סליחה ומחילה ביום כיפור, and just like deeply felt תשובה, on Yom Kippur, pulls down a light and an influence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Slecha Mechila, כך ממשיך הזיווג באהבה ומתוך שכינה ביניהם נשמה נעלה לבלדת. So too, when there's a zivug through love, it pulls down the neshama for this child that's going to be conceived. That's what they're doing. They're pulling it down. זוי הרממוס והעבידה שבחיי משפחה של תלמיד חכם. That's the exaltedness. That's the עבידה. In the family life of a Talmid Chacham, שידע להמשיך את השכינה לתוך ביסוי ועל משכבוי, that he must learn, he must know how to pull down the שכינה into his home and into his bed. השגחה פרטיס מיוחדת, שררת ומורגשת בסך ובסך של תלמיד חכם, וזה particular form of השגחה that is felt in the home of a Talmid Chacham. מסעס נפשו, is yearning is שלו להשאיר עצמו יראיס חייו הנכבדים בידי המקרה, that he's, that the distinguished events in his life should not be like incidents. כל כוח הרע, כל כוח הספשטוס הרע בעולם, the force of evil and as it spreads in the world, ומצד היסלמוס השכח עשה הסבר. It's really a reflection of Hashem not being there, or people ignoring his השכח אומר, אם כאילו הכל במקרה. It goes hand in hand with the impression that everything is coincidental. וזהו שרש הרע, that's really the root of evil, הכל כוח עמלק, that's the force of עמלק, שורי שיס גויים, דכסי באשר קרחה. It happened coincidentally, he encountered you, accidentally. שרצה להכניס בסדר הזה, that's what עמלק wanted to inject into the Jewish people, this is all coincidental. ורזל דשו לשון קרי, חזל, speak about it like that, as well as seminal emission, כי גם זה נקרא בלשון כזו מקרה לילה. That's also referred to in the terms, מקרה לילה. שכאשר אינו בקדושה לשם מצווה, when a person has a seminal emission, but it's not בקדושה, it's not the mitzvah of oina, and the mitzvah of perurvu. רק על ידי היצר הנקרא רע, נחשב למקרה. It's considered by the term like it's coincidental, happenstance. שעשה כביכול עין של מל כאילו אין רואה. It treats הקדוש ברוך הוא as if הקדוש ברוך הוא is not aware, doesn't see. שעל דבר זה נסמס עינו של איסר רשע. It's for that that בלעם became blind. שאמר, מישהו קדוש וטהור וכו'. He said, how can it be that הקדוש ברוך הוא should be involved? This pasuk, yeah, ממספר רוב ישראל, the pasuk in Parshas Balak. He refused to believe that הקדוש ברוך הוא could be involved in issues of conception and עינה. כשהשגחה אילנה מורגשת בביסוי של תמיד חכם בחיי המשפחה. When this השגחה, when Hashem's involvement is felt in the home of the תמיד חכם, in the family life, והחיים המסודרים בסדר כקדש, and life is organized through a divine order, סדר זה נקרא תרס המשפחה. One sees it immediately. It's not just a mechanical following of certain laws, of counting, it's much broader than that. Much more than counting certain days. It's that feeling that there's a divine order over here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. Ein sichlo shel HaGadol shebeumei Sola Masig Zeh, the greatest, Bil'am, who was so great, could not perceive this. Bidvarim ka'ele hashgacha elyona. And this, b'chaye amin seder elokid, that there should be in one's family life, a godly order of this sort. דורש ביוון מי דכסיב, מי מנע אפר יעקב ומספר עשרי וישראל. This is what we're speaking about, that pasuk in Bil'am. It speaks about ריבה and the connotations of it. מלמד שהקדוש ברוך הוא יושב וספר עשרי ויושם שישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא speak counts the occasions on which couples come together. מוסי תבוא טיפה שהצדיק נוצר מנה. When will this צדיק be conceived? חזל מגלים בזה. חזל היא revealed us, כי דווקא ברגע זה של היסבוס האדם, at this moment, this instant, when a human being is being conceived, מרוכזה השגחה עליה, זה רק, the divine presence is intensely there, כי הקדוש ברוך הוא יושב, as the Gemara says, yeah, מלמד שהקדוש ברוך הוא יושב, and he says, yeah, very important, סימן להנהגה קבועה, when חזל speak about יושב, it means a fixed הנהגה. I have here a note that I made for myself, to look in מרגליי סיים, Ruven Magalyois on Sanhedrin, the Flamet Ches Amud Beis, Amud Pei Ois Lamed Aleph. He says something along these same lines as well, that Yoishev is Siman Lanaga Kvua, Veseiper Kol Tipo Zeram Shitzel. He's counting these drops, and Mechaket Lepita Akdusha, Amesugeles Liet Tzadik, is waiting for that Tipa that can become a Tzadik. And then Gemara continues, Vazen Ismes Ino Shel Bil'am Arasha, Bil'am became blind because of this, as we said, Amar Mishu Tahir Vekadoish, הקדוש ברוך הוא so pure and holy, ומשעשיו תוירים וקדושים, and his מלאכים על הקדוש, יציץ בדבר הזה, he's involved in this. מיד נסמס אינו, he became blind, יחסים נאום הגבר, ששום הועין, that should be, not העניין, הועין. זויס לא השיג בלעם, בלעם could not comprehend this, ששם ישנה תכליס הקדושה, that the end goal of קדושה is there, the epitome of קדושה, דווקא there, ושם השגחה עליונה מיוחדת, more intense השגחה. בדברים שהם בעיני הגויים תכליס השפלוס והמיוס, things that are in the eyes of the goyim, the lowest of the low, זהו אך ורק סויד מסודי סתירה. This is one of those profound concepts in the Torah. הופכס גוף תאווה, יצר ומין, it transforms the body and lust, and יצר and min lerememus shel kedusha hashgacha v'shana, into the highest realms of holiness and involvement of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in his presence there. Ve'ein tzarich l'mayit, goes without saying, ki rememus kazeis in abba pitoim. Such exaltedness doesn't just pop into existence. Berig emitz vas, and suddenly a couple hasn't spoken to one another for 2 weeks, and suddenly in the midst of mitzvahs ina, they'll be. No, of course not. This exaltedness is a consequence of the love and the affection which is constantly in the home of the Talmid Chacham. And it's the consequence of the whole sum total, the suite of midos, S-U-I-T-E, that Chazal referred to as Shalom Bais. Shalom with a shiva, not a komatz, it's a noun in a construct form. Darkei shalom nikra bechazal davka yachas shebo nigudim boltim. This is a very interesting point. The author here indicates what shalom really means. Darkei shalom is a relationship in which the contrast is obvious. Kegoin, here are a few examples. Mefarnesim aniyei akum im aniyei yisrael, says the Braisa, mipne darkei shalom. Notice darkei shalom. So the Braisa says that we give charity also to non-Jewish paupers, together with Jewish paupers, because of the Darkei Shalom. There's a bridge over here where the contrast is apparent between Aniyei Yisrael, the Jews, and Aniyei Yakum. Masha'enken, Aniyei Yisrael, if Chazal here was speaking about giving it just to Jewish paupers, they wouldn't speak about Shalom. Shebaim en tzorech betam, you don't need Shalom to give tzedakah to Jews. Kinyan Shalom udavka gishur hanigudim. Shalom is davka bridging over contrast. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, Shalom, Shalom, l'rachoik v'l'karev, Omer Hashem, urfosiv. Kach yesh lavin gam kinyan Shalom Bais. This is how one should understand this concept of Shalom Bais. Bakirva hanafshis ben shnei ben adam. When you have an emotional, a spiritual, psychic, if you wish, closeness between two people, bechrach mizgalim nigudim bischonos v'gisha, necessarily they'll be revealed contrasts and differences in personalities and approach. Gam behergelei v'tzuchei chayim, even in the habits of life and the needs of life, yesh nigudim hatzichim simas lev, there are certain contrasts that need attention. Kegon hachiluf bin chevra uvdidus, the change, the constant change we have between company and solitude, ha'ichichi lechol adam bari, which is essential for every healthy person, these movements between. Shalom Bais doesn't mean that you found no contrast at all. If that's what you find, that among this couple there are no contrasts, it would have just shown that they haven't come to the closeness and the necessary closeness and intimacy that is required by the Torah. It's superficial. So Shalom Bais means, of course, the contrasts are there, and they've succeeded in bridging over them. The special divine providence that the mishpacha earns, it's not limited to one point, the physical relationship between husband and wife. It's not limited to that. Im nisbarer lenu ki bais unosei hashchina b'Yisrael, if it's become clear to us, hopefully, that bais, the home, is the bearer of the Shechina in Israel, Hare Baru Ufashut Gamken, it should be clear and obvious, Ki Abaisu Beis Midrash Levit Achoyim. The home is really the study hall, the Beis Midrash for Bitachoyim. In the second volume of Elay Shur, there's a whole lengthy disquisition on Bitachoyim, it's discussed more in detail there. Ad Koi Lo Yichadnu Yasa Dibur HaBitachon Vashem. We haven't in this safe touch on Bitachoyim so far. Even though it's so important and so exalted, we wait until now. Because the home is established entirely on bitachon. It's impossible to run a home one day without bitachon. It becomes easier to appreciate this as one grows older. One is more reckless early in life and doesn't see this. But it's impossible to run a home for one day without bitachon. Kol chaya parnasa, just one's livelihood. Kol chaya mishpacha, family life. Herayoin, to go through pregnancy, leida, birth, gidul banim, the whole lengthy and difficult process of raising children. Hakol ma'iliv nebais kol yom amash. On a daily basis, ki einem lismoch ela al avinu shebashamayim. They have nothing to rely on except the Kadosh Baruch Hu. שלווה נפשית ומנוחת נפש, a tranquility, a serenity, שירה רק בלב אדם רואה השגחה של השם החיים בעסק, can rest only in the heart of a person who sees הקדוש ברוך הוא's involvement in his life on a day by day, moment by moment basis. ביטחון מרגיע את הפחדים המכרסמים בלב כל בן אדם. ביטחון calms the fears that gnaw at a person's heart. החי באמונה ברורה וודאיס בהשגחה עליונה. Person lives with a clear and certain trust in Hashem's involvement in his life. חי בעולם בטוח. He lives in a secure world. שיודע, he knows, שאפשר מן המינה מוחלט. It is completely and completely and totally impossible שיבואי מכם מן החוץ. There should be some event ויפגע בו לרעה and that should harm him מבלי שהבורא עולם הזמינו יסו. ותאר לקדוש ברוך הוא actually bringing this about, יסו מגיע לו מצד מעשיו או מצד אמיתוס עצמו. Because it is a response to something he did, or as we said recently, because his nefesh needs it. It's calibrated to the way that his nefesh was constructed. We spoke about these two concepts very recently. גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות, says דוד המלך. I walk in the valley of the shadow of death. לא ירע, I don't fear anything, כי אתה עמדי, because you're with me. רע בגורל האדם הוא רק הנפילה מתוך עולם בטוח, אל תומס המקריוס. רע in a person's fate is only the fall from the secure world into the abyss of coincidence. שהשגחה חדלה להנהיל שם חס וחליל, והשגחה no longer leading him. ואדם מושלח מיד את הדבר, person is just thrown into chaos, וזה לא ילמים להתאחל לבעל ביטחון. That cannot happen to a בעל ביטחון. כי בוודאי, really here the author summarizes what the Chazon Ish says in Emunah Vitachon, in the second chapter, in the first paragraph. בוודאי אין עניין לביטחון עכשיו כי כבר יהיה טוב. ביטחון is not as simple and superficial as that. It will be okay. Everything will be fine. Don't worry, be happy. No. לא ילמלוכלך בחטא מותר שלווס נפש מדומה כזה. Somebody who is soiled with sin is not permitted this imaginary tranquility. ואף לא לצדיק גמור, השם עולם אחד היבין לצדיק גמור, who has never sinned. כי הרי יש מידס הדין בעולם. There is such things, מידס הדין. There is illness, there are accidents, there are... We don't need to specify further. אבל אנו חייבים לדעת, what the Chazon Ish says, is that we have to know, כי מה שבורא עולם מביא עלינו, what הקדוש ברוך הוא brings upon us, הוא מביא בדקדוק נפלא, he brings with infinite precision. זה רק המתאים למתוס עצמנו. Only that which is precisely calibrated to the way our soul is constructed, ורק מה שנוכל לנסה. Only that which we can bear, וברחמים רבים, and with tremendous רחמים. ובכל זה, ידע עם לבבו, he is quoting רבינו יונה. כי הכל בידי שמיים, he should know in his heart that it's בידי שמיים, וידע לשנות הטבעים, that it's in Hashem's hand to change things, או להחליף המזל, to change, ואין לשם מעצור להושיע ברב ומעט, הקדוש ברוך הוא, nobody can prevent him from ישוע. וגם כי צרה קריבה, even if calamity is right here, ישוע עשה לבוא קרובה, ככל יוכל, he's omnipotent, ולא ייבצר מזימה, ויבטח בשם בכל עץ צרה וחשיכה, וידע באמס כי הוא רב להשם מכל צרה וישעת קרב עין, ועל כן יקווה לי שעושה, person should have תקווה, גם אם החרב מונח על צוואר האדם, even if the sword is the person's neck, figuratively, we hope. He's referring to the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud, Chizkiah speaking to Yeshayahu, כי עניין שמה, הן יקטלני, even if he kills me, לא היחל, I look to him. ויתוכל הסצולה מן הביטחון, hope is something that springs from ביטחון, it's a consequence of ביטחון. עיין שם גדרי הביטחון ברוך הוא, as I mentioned above, in the second volume, the lengthy discussion on ביטחון towards the end of the Sefer. והביטחון הוא עיקר היראה והאמונה. ביטחון זה essence of יראה ואמונה. כוסף רבי נהיינו נשמוס עדן, על הריב ברוך הוא סדף בייס. כלומר, כל עוד שלא הגענו לביטחון, it means that as long as a person has reached ביטחון, עדיין נחשבו עושה יראה ואמונה כמלוס בכוח. We look at this person's יראה ואמונה as potential. He hasn't actualized. הן יוצאו עושה לפועל כשאנו חיים בביטחון. אמונה and yira'ah are actualized and they're concretized when the person lives with bitachon. וכמובן בביטחון אמיתי הדברים האלה. It goes without saying, we're speaking about true bitachon, מיני שאנו מרגישים עליו, when the person can live with it. ולא בדיבורים של בטחון, not שמוזן and speaking about it and giving שירים, אשר יסנהגו סדנה בכל מקרה את המחישה הזאת. That is then contradicted by every little coincidence or incident in the person's life. אלהן קצס דרכי הנהגת הבייס. There's not much room here. We've just touched on the הנהגה of the בייס. אם איש ואישה ביחד מצליחים להשריס ביניהם דרכים אלו. If the husband and wife together manage to establish these ways between them, אז שורה בבשם ריח גן עדן. Then the home is saturated with the fragrance of גן עדן, כשמחך יצירך בגן עדן, מקדם, as you say, under the חופה. וזיווגם, הקשה כקייס ים סוף, וזיווג, which חזל, in some sense, tell us, is קשה כקייס ים סוף, מגיע למעין בחינס כקייס ים סוף. So it reaches the next step of some aspect of קייס ים סוף. What happened there? ששם רעשה שפחה בים, מה שלא ראה יחזקאל במוזים מימיו. You can see miracles that יחזקאל could not see. ומצלצלים מן קורס בישם הקולה שניתן בהם תורה. In the home, they ring out the voices with which the Torah was given, the voice of the Shekhinah, ובישם המקדש מעט. The home becomes a miniature בישם המקדש, where the Shekhinah is apparent.